from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Listeners, wonderful people, this is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you from London on this day, the 7th day of April 2013. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I'm at the studios here trying to bring you news, views, analysis, and commentaries regarding how we are all going to get Biafra. I'm joined by Uche Mefo, whom you should be able to hear from very shortly, although we do understand that there are some difficulties with the website. Radio Biafra website is being overloaded. There's too much traffic going in. That is to indicate, to show that we have a lot of Biafrans all over the world. We are working very hard to try and rectify it. So we do hope and pray that wherever you are, you're listening to us this evening from every part of the planet. This is the only radio station that has participatory listener base all over the world. Here you can speak to us from any place you are on the planet. If you have internet accessibility, if you have internet on your phone, on your iPad, on your anything that has internet to it, you should be able to receive Radio Biafra on that very platform. We are working very hard to also bring you our app. We are saying that the app is being configured in the United States of America. It is because of the low quality threshold of the devices you have in Nigeria. That is why we need to customize the app to suit the very poor communications infrastructure in Nigeria. If this for any other place in the world, we would have released it long time ago. But because Nigeria still runs on 2G, that is why we are trying to work to lower our standard. Normally, we would try to make it British standard. But unfortunately, we are trying to lower our standard to match the market that you have in Nigeria. Most people don't know that what Nigeria has is 2G, not even 3G, talk less of 4G. What they have is 2G. If you test the speed on your system, it will tell you. If at all, it will reboot or reconfigure to be able to tell you that. That is the difficulty we are facing because we want Radio Biafra to be received by everybody who has a mobile phone. Radio Biafra will be placed into nothing less than 50 million mobile phones all over the world. We are trying to reach everywhere that is unreachable. We don't keep anything secret. We don't hide anything. If you think you can match us in our endeavors, we ask you to try because you will fail. At Radio Biafra, we are working because God is behind us. We are working because the cause that we are fighting is noble. God has said to us, and we don't want to preach anywhere, but we are saying that without the divine intervention of the Most High, we will be nowhere. We are welcoming you this evening from wherever you may be on this earth. Please go to Facebook and register. Radio Biafra is on Facebook. You know how to get us on your screen. You'll be able to see how to join this wonderful debate when it kicks off. Biafrans are only interested in one thing. How do we get Biafra? They don't want to know what is happening in Nigeria, what the news is, what Jonathan is doing. Here at Radio Biafra, we are a one-issue radio station. We are here to bring about Biafra, to bring the good news to our people, what is affecting us wherever we may be in the world. If the news impacts on Biafrans, be rest assured we'll bring it to you. We are not here for Nigerian presidency. We are not here for election. We are not here to continue our stay in the diseased, infested zoo called Nigeria. We are here to move forward, to bring about Biafra in truth and honesty, a transparent Biafra, a Biafra without any failure in any way, shape, or form, a Biafra that is blameless, a Biafra that is a lamb before God itself. That is why we are telling people all the time, if you're part of the Radio Biafra family, your hands must be very, very clean. If you're part of Bilie Human Rights Initiative, your hands must be exceptionally clean. Because if there is any tainting, if there is any kind of sullying of our hands, we will not get Biafra, because Biafra is even more holy than the Ark of Covenant itself. Biafra is a covenant between the people that inhabit the rainforest on the coast of West Africa and God Most High in heaven. We cannot afford to fail. Our mission is so sensitive. Our mission is so precious. It is so important that we cannot afford to fail in this mission. That is why we are bringing out our women. That is why we are raising up everybody who is interested in Biafra, wherever you may be in the world, from Chile all the way to the steppes in Russia. We are asking you to come out, please, because this is for you. Radio Biafra is owned by every listener of Radio Biafra. If you are listening to Radio Biafra tonight and you're a Biafran, this is your radio station. It belongs to you. When you call Radio Biafra, do not say you people or your what you people are doing. It is what we are all doing. We are all in it together. This is your radio station. If you come to London and you want to broadcast, if your English is good, if it is not good, if your broken English is good, if it's not good, if you want to speak Igbo, Ibibio, Ejo, Efik, Anang, anything you want to speak on Radio Biafra, you are allowed. If you come to London and you want to come and see us, you are welcome. You don't have to be a broadcast. You don't. We welcome every view, every opinion. If you want to dissent, if you want to say that what we are saying is not correct, you're more than happy to do so as well. I am here in London. UHMFO is at the controls in East London. Dr. Gamba is also at one of our relay stations in North London. We are bringing you news from London the way that no other person, no other news media can, because it is your radio station, because we are blessed. The endeavor we are embarking upon is blessed by God himself. We are still receiving signal here that our streaming is not going through. It is not going through. At this very first segment, we'll try and see how we're going to rectify it. We'll try and work tirelessly hard to make sure we rectify it. Please, 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 if you're listening, go and tell your friends. And the worst thing anybody can do is to hear about Radio Biafra and not tell other people. You must tell other people. You must tell them, please. We are going to take a very brief, very short musical interlude. When we come back, we are sure to continue with your calls and what we're bringing you this evening. But we are reporting our headlines this evening on this day, the 7th of May 2013, is that the Northerners are at it again. Hausa people are saying that they are going to abandon Nigeria should Jonathan win again, or should Jonathan decide to contest in 2015. That is what they are saying. The Northern people, through their spokesperson Farouk, is saying that should Jonathan contest again in 2015, that the whole country will burn. It is a recipe for disaster. We are telling people now to come out of Nigeria before it is too late. We don't want to be there when the whole place will descend into chaos, into lawlessness, into death, into more bloodbath. We are asking our people to come out now, that there is way for us to be able to get out of it. We are asking you, wherever you are in the world today, to lend your support to Radio Biafra, support the initiative that Bilie has embarked upon. We are in court with Nigeria. We are going to pull Nigeria apart piece by piece, because we want to be free. We existed before Nigeria came into existence, and we must exist again. Radio Biafra do not condone cowardice. We do not want cowards listening to Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra is made for the brave-hearted people. Radio Biafra is designed for those who want to go out to achieve Biafra in truth and honesty. It is not a vehicle through which people advance their respective careers. It is not a vehicle through which people become famous or very rich. It is a vehicle to deliver the message of hope, the message of redemption, the message of extrication from the hell called Nigeria. That is where we are here, and we are welcoming you. The Northerners are saying, the Hausa people are saying in our headline this evening that 2015, it is either a Northerner or no more Nigeria. This is from one man that they call Farouk Adamu Aliyu. Farouk Adamu Aliyu, our headline this evening, is saying that in 2015, there will be no more Nigeria unless Goodluck Jonathan steps down. That's what they're saying. Step down, Goodluck Jonathan, or there will be no more Nigeria. That's what they're saying. A lot of people are liking this on Radio Biafra Facebook page as well as on the website. If you go to Radio Biafra website, please share the news amongst your friends. Click on the like button. Go and tweet it to your friends. That is what we are here for. The more people hear about Radio Biafra, the more they hear about Biafra, the more our chances of progressing, the more our chances of surviving. Go to Radio Biafra website. Click on any news item of your choice. You can tweet it to your friends. You can like the page. You can share it. Nothing is going to happen to you. We have removed the fear at last from using the word Biafra. We are in court in Owerri. If you're a member of the Radio Biafra family, automatically you are protected under the law. Nothing can ever happen to you. We are asking you to register to join Bile Human Rights Initiative as well as form the council that will lead our people. You are more or less a consultative council. We want 10 people from each country. Do not say we didn't tell you. More than 10 people, you cannot come in. We are asking people now in India, please, a council in India is full. The council in Australia is full. The council in Biafra land is full. The council in Nigeria is full. Please, we are telling you, no more registrations will be welcome from all these places I have just mentioned because it is full. If you're living in any other place, if you're living in Benin Republic, if you're living in Senegal, if you're living in Brazil, if you're in Chile, if you're in Guatemala, if you're in Paraguay, if you're in Cuba, if you're in Trinidad and Tobago, Jamaica, United States, Canada, Mexico, please get yourself together. Make sure that you belong to what we are doing. Make sure you're part of the family. As we bring Biafra closer to us, we are working very hard to make sure that our transmitter is delivered on time. Our former is doing the best he can. Chukwudi, your former in Australia, is working exceptionally hard to make sure that we get a transmitter that will take us all over West Africa. We'll mount it in Biafra land and we can broadcast on AM to the entire West African sub-region. We are doing the best we can, God willing. We need the help of everybody concerned. You cannot leave the burden of Biafra to just a few people, not to Radio Biafra editorial board or to our brothers in Australia or to Moses Nwigwe in the United States. All of us, the people I have just mentioned, cannot carry this burden. We need everybody to come on board. Those who have made their pledges, please let us not remind you. It's shameful. We cannot come on air to remind you that you've made a pledge to try and redeem them. Please, you know what to do. Go to Radio Biafra. Look at the donate button. It is there. If you want to help in Nigeria, you can. If you want to help wherever you are, you can. If you are determined to do something, you will do it. We had a brother from Malaysia even send us some help through the wife. That is how it is. And he said he wasn't even working. We welcome all your help, all your assistance. That is why we're on air. We are asking you to, because we have a lot of projects to run. Quite a lot of projects. We have asked you before, if you don't want us to go about and start breaking banks and stealing, if you don't want us to go into kidnapping to make money to be able to run this very struggle, then you better fund it. If you're not funding this particular initiative, you should be volunteering to serve on the front line. We don't want people folding their hands and saying, God bless you, God will make things happen. We don't want that type of lazy activism. If you're a lazy activist, Radio Biafra platform is not for you. Go and find somewhere else to be writing and talking all your life. Here, we believe in action. Anything we say we are going to do, we do it. At Radio Biafra, everything we have said we are going to do, we have always done. So we are welcoming you wherever you are in the world. Please, you know the number to call. Follow us on Twitter. Tell your people, those on Twitter, that they can follow Radio Biafra on Twitter. Please, it is very, very important. Please, if you have friends, if you have family outside Nigeria, outside Biafra land, please tell them to go and join the 10-man consultative council. They are the people that will make the decisions regarding our direction, because at Radio Biafra, we are guided by our listeners. You tell us what to do, and we do it because this is your radio station. Here, we don't tell you what to do. You tell us what to do. We articulate it, and then we put it out there in the open. That is why it is growing and spreading like wildfire. This is Radio Biafra. We are every evening to genuine Biafrans, the world comes to a standstill because everybody wants to listen to Radio Biafra. We are reporting this evening that the issue of governance in Nigeria is taking the center stage again because there is a threat by a former member of the House of Representatives and a chieftain of the Congress for Progressive Change, Honorable Farouk Adamu Aliyu, that it is either a northerner as president, by which he means Buhari, or there will be no more Nigeria. We welcome it. We are saying thank you, Adamu. Wherever you are, may God bless you. What you're looking for is also what we are looking for. Please keep on fighting. Keep on doing what you're doing. All we are saying is that we also support Boko Haram, but not to be killing our people. We support Radio Biafra is in support of Boko Haram forming an Islamic caliphate in the north. But please stop killing Igbo people. Stop killing Christians. If you want them to leave, please write to Radio Biafra and say, evacuate your people, so we can show you to our meetings and say to them, they want us to leave, so we can leave you in peace where you want to form your Islamic country. Please do not keep killing our people. They have not done anything to you. These are just petty minor traders that manage to make money to build houses in your place. Allow them to live in peace, or ask them to live very quietly from your land. Stop killing them. If the presence of Igbo people in northern Nigeria is the reason why you're killing people and thinking that their presence there is stopping you from getting an Islamic State, please do let Radio Biafra know. We are here to lead our people out of bondage into freedom. We cannot relent. We cannot stop. Anybody that is an obstacle will surely die. That is what we are promising. Anybody who colludes with the federal government of Nigeria, anybody who works with Hausa and Yoruba people to derail our interests will surely, surely die. What we are telling people to do, please, if you don't know what to do in the struggle, step aside and allow those who are keen to do it to be able to do so. We are still experiencing slight difficulties, as it may seem. We will take a very brief interlude and then we'll be right back immediately to take your calls on this very wonderful issue that we're raising this evening. Thank you very much from wherever you are joining us in the world. This is Radio Biafra. Stay tuned. Do not go anywhere. In the brief interlude, please go and pick up your phone and call your friends and family and tell them to tune into www.radiobiafra.co or to go to Biafra Media Online. Biafra Media Online. All one word. Biafra Media Online. .com. Biafra Media Online is another place you can get Radio Biafra. If one fails, two will surely work. This is Biafra. We take care of every eventuality.
Well, abroad, we should do everything we can to ensure that we support this station, because this is our life. This is our last hope that we are having. If we want to make sure that we have Biafra coming to reality. So once again, I just want to say again, the issue of volunteer that you're talking about.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, we are listening. Go ahead. We don't want to interrupt you. Go ahead.
The volunteer is something. How is it going to be? Because I've done it and I've not received any.
You will not receive because we are waiting for 10 people. If you haven't heard anything, we are waiting for 10 people from your area, from your country, before we can contact each and every one of you. If you have completed your form, it has gotten to us. But what we are saying, and saying very seriously, is that any help you can get towards Radio Biafra, even in the interim, will be much appreciated, so we can overcome some of these very minor technical difficulties. So it has been received. Yeah, you're very dedicated follower from 2009. So we appreciate that.
I've been contributing my puts. I no doubt about that. I've been
wonderful.
I can ensure that the radio keep the good work in it doing.
Yes.
Because I'm really enjoying it.
Thank you very much.
I so much appreciate it.
Thank you
so much. God bless you.
And God bless you too. Thank you very, very much. And thank you for calling and going straight to the point. Thank you for calling and going absolutely straight to the point. We are very grateful for your call. Please, we want you to make your calls very, very snappy when you call Radio Biafra. For joining us for the very first time, this is Radio Biafra. We do apologize for the slide. I'm Namde Kanu Havuchemefo with me. We've said it time and time again. Please, whatever help, whatever assistance you can render in this regard, please, they are more than welcome. We want you to be able to help us get Radio Biafra where it should be. There are people all over the place, all over the world, trying to call in this evening. We've had our first call from Ukraine today. These are avid listeners. These are people who are dedicated. We are asking you, wherever you are, please, to try and come into Radio Biafra. Tell people around you, Tell them that you want to listen to Radio Biafra. Tell them to be part of what we are doing. In that way, we should be able to get this whole project going forward. Once again, that this is Radio Biafra. If you're having difficulties with RadioBiafra.co, we recommend, we expressly recommend you try Bilie Human Rights Initiative. .org. You should be able to, Bilie Human Rights, I must say, BilieHumanRights.org. It should be able to get you through right into the website and should be able to listen to us. Once you log on, it should start playing. If it is not playing, you try the widget on the left, on the top right hand corner of your system. We are joined by a caller. Please give the world your name and where you are this evening, please.
Hello?
Yes, please give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Chinelo. I'm in Anambra State.
Onitsha in Anambra State, and your name is Chinelo. Can you go ahead, please, to tell us what you have in mind this evening? And by way of an introduction, please start by telling us what prompted you to want to speak to Radio Biafra this evening.
Firstly, I feel very honored to speak to you and your fans this evening. I'm delighted. Okay, but firstly, what prompted me to want to speak with to Radio Biafra this evening is a lot of things have been happening where I am right now. I don't feel like I belong to this place. I'm a Nigerian, but I don't feel like I belong to Nigeria because of the way they treat our people, like the Biafrans, you know. So a lot of killings have been happening in the north, and not only in the north, you know, but I don't know why it's only the Igbos that is always been the most affected in everything. Each crisis that is happening anywhere in Nigeria, if the Igbos are not the most affected, I wonder which other tribe would, you know. So it's one of my reasons, it's one of my major points, you know, my major reason for wanting to speak to Radio Biafra.
Yes, but in terms of what is the clearest manifestation of your repulsion at what is happening? How do you want to work? I mean, why would somebody of your standing, why would somebody of your position, why would a young lady like you come out to want to participate in something of this magnitude?
I'm trying to do something for my country. This is where I think I belong. You know, it doesn't matter if I'm a lady or I'm a young woman. It doesn't matter. Anybody, even a baby, can do something. You know, if it means ringing a bell, we can bring 3-year-olds to do that. You know, once you tell the baby what to do, the baby's gonna do that, except you don't have a good reason for that. But I have a very good reason for what I'm doing, so I need to do it for my people, whether I'm a lady. But right now, I don't see myself as a lady. I see myself as a Biafran. It doesn't mean if I'm a lady or not.
And we seem to be getting a lot of interest from women these days, Biafran women all over the world. This is, I think, about the third evening running from London, because we start at 7 p.m. Every evening, that we're getting women interested, wanting to speak to our people. Last night we had a very vibrant caller, Maria. Afik Bochik, as they call her anyway, and she was quite scathing in her attack, and a lot of people seem to believe or in fact are applauding her for having made such comments. So what advice do you have for our men in relation to how to go about this struggle? What advice are you giving us? Because it seems to me that our women are coming out now to be at the forefront once again. So what advice are you giving to them?
The men failed us, help of a family, of any family. Women will stand like a help in any family, anywhere we find ourselves, because we are the ones to carry the baby for 9 months, and we are the ones to give back to the baby, so we know how, and I mean, the pains, you know. So right now, since the men have failed us, like I think the men serious. So now it doesn't mean if it doesn't matter if
Are we amongst the people that failed as well? Sorry, are we amongst the people that failed as well? You're saying men have failed. Does that include the staff at Radio Biafra?
Radio Biafra, they started. So from what I'm seeing is, I think there's progress. Because I see honest people, sincere people, vibrant people that are ready to help their people achieve their goals. You know, I think with Radio Biafra, everything is going to be like fixed. I think so. I believe in Radio Biafra.
Yes, it's going to be fixed. But if I can ask you, what is your observation of the struggle? I mean, of course, have you lived in Nigeria all your life? Is that, let us get this straight, have you lived there? Or because you're speaking as if you live abroad or something. You're sure you're calling from Onitsha, is that correct?
Yes.
You sound as if you've lived abroad.
I've lived in Nigeria. I was born in Nigeria. I visited abroad. Mm-hmm. But I was born in Nigeria. I grew up in Nigeria. I'm a Nigerian, full-time Nigerian.
Okay, that is nice to know. So what has been your observation over the years of our efforts towards this very enterprise, and what motivated you to try to identify with the work that Radio Biafra is doing, obviously encapsulated in this conversation we're having this evening?
Okay, in the past I've belonged to a lot of groups on Facebook or anywhere I find myself, but at the end of the day, I realized that these people are just being political. They are just trying to make money from, if you make some noise in Nigeria, the government are going to, you're going to attract the government, you know, and they're going to ask you, hey, what's your deal? We give you to shut up, you know? Yeah, that's it. If you make a lot of noise, if you bring out, there was one I heard about the other time, the same matter. You know, they're a bunch of touts. Harassing people and doing a lot of things. You know, this is not what, if you call yourself a freedom fighter, if you're fighting for your people's rights, you want to lament that these people are treating my people wrongly. If you want to really, really express yourself, you need to do something better, not bringing some clowns around, people that can't even define Biafra, you know. Not those people that we need. We need intellects. I mean, people, intelligent people that can tell you one thing or the other that you can pinpoint. Not people picking pocket people. Not people you can keep your bag with it. Before you turn around, you can't find your bag again. Those people are what they call the mashup people, and they are violent, but
And please, stay on the line, Chinelo. We have somebody on Skype, and we want that person on Skype to please stay where they are. The caller on Skype should remain where she is. And Chinelo, we are going to come back to you in a second. Gather your thoughts, get some water to drink, but stay where you are, please. Let's try and take this call from Skype. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening. What is your name and where you're calling from?
Hello, my name is Chioma Odum. I'm calling from Republic of Ireland.
You're Chioma Odum from Republic of Ireland. Please go ahead. I think the women have come out now and have taken over. It seems the women are taking over what we are doing, and it's very encouraging. Yeah, please go ahead. Yes. Yes, go ahead. Yeah. Yes, can you turn down the volume of your system so you can listen and talk to us via Skype, if you may. Turn down the volume of your system.
Alright.
Yes, can you lower the volume of your system, please, if you may?
Yeah, I can hear you. I've lowered it.
Yes, please, then go ahead and talk to us via Skype, please.
Alright, I'm calling. I just want to thank Radio Biafra.
Yes.
For being able to come live, to let the Igbo community be able to communicate through this platform.
Yes.
And again, I'm calling concerning what is happening in the north.
Yes.
And I can see that most of our leaders are not doing the right thing.
Yes.
The Igbos are being killed everywhere in the world, most especially in the north.
Yes.
And I don't think that the Igbo have really come out to unite as one and say enough is enough. Because my sister's husband was killed last year in September by the Boko Haram group.
Your sisters, hold on a second, please. We can still hear the echo coming back at us. Because you can hear us and the world can hear you. I suggest you turn the volume of the device down. Talk to us via Skype. That would be better. And because the reason being, we want you to give us the name of the person killed in the north by Boko Haram so that people can know that Igbo people are being targeted indiscriminately in the northern part of Nigeria, please. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yes, because we want the name of the person that was killed. It's very important because we have listeners from all over the world. You said your sister-in-law was killed or something of that sort. Where was he based? Yes. Where was he killed? Where was he?
He was killed in Maiduguri Mubi.
He was killed? Oh, one of the victims at Mubi, yes?
Yeah, he was killed in Mubi and he was burnt down. And the Igbo community, we are not able to do anything to help the situation.
That is terrible. When did this happen? Last September, you said?
Last year, September, yes.
That is very serious. Okay, then, wonderful. So, given, not wonderful in the sense that man was killed, but it's wonderful that you are now calling, you're recognizing and you're not calling, to let people know that speaking together, identifying with one another, and carrying out a collective action is the best way to stop all the nonsense from happening in Nigeria. What are you going to do in Ireland to mobilize other women the same way you're touched to call Radio Biafra this evening to do the same thing as well?
What I can be able to say is that I think the Igbo community should be able to create a platform where they will all unite, whether you are Imo State, Abia State, Anambra State, it doesn't matter. We are not in unity in this place.
Are you talking about unity in Ireland or unity overall? Because we have the Radio Biafra.
There's not much unity in the department they belong to based on their meeting aspect.
Okay, but do you know that Radio Biafra has a Facebook page and we are also broadcasting every night? You're aware of that?
Yeah, I just saw that right away. That's why I decided to call, because I've been hearing about it. I don't know how to reach it.
Okay, but today you have done that, so we ask you to do the same thing as well. Yes, to other people, try and communicate to other people as well. And keep listening and tell other women in Ireland to listen to Radio Biafra. Yes?
Okay.
Thank you very much and God bless you. Thank you very much.
We appreciate. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. The women are coming from all walks of life and that is absolutely wonderful. This is Radio Biafra, please. Your name and where you're calling from, if you may.
Hello. I'm trying to log into the Radio Biafra website. I don't know if everything is going all right.
Have you? It's not good because there's too much traffic. Have you got a pen and paper ready? I want to give you another website you can go to. Have you got a pen and paper ready?
Yeah, you can give me. Yeah.
Yes. Go to beliehumanrights.org or biaframediaonline.com.
Biaframediaonline.com
or biliehumanrights.org.
Okay.
Go to any of those platforms and tell other people as well. Put it on your Facebook page. They should be able to, because we are getting too much traffic. We are previously we used to get over a million people listening, but now it has jumped, it's quadrupled, and that is causing us some problem with the server. But we're going to change that very soon. Okay.
Thank you. That's what I want to know. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. People are calling from all over the place to show that Radio Biafra is very, very important to them. If you're joining us for the very first time, if you're joining us for the second, the third, the fifth, the sixth time, that this is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you from London. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. I had Uche Mefor helping me out. Very shortly, I should be able to have Chukwune Ebunyeze Ekpa also join proceedings as well. We were talking to our sister from Onitsha, who was explaining to us the reasons why she came into the struggle. We are hoping to be able to get back to her, for her to be able to finish what she was saying. Before, we had another call from Ireland from another sister. Her name is Chioma as well. We are very, very hopeful that we should be able to connect Paul Line permitting us to do so. Please, Tukudebunyeze, but I presume that you're there. Is that correct? Is everything feeding fine on your own end?
Yeah, I am. I am, director.
Now, wonderful. Is everything, are you receiving Radio Biafra loud and clear where you are?
I'm receiving Radio Biafra loud and clear.
Wonderful. Please, what do you make of what you have been hearing? We had some slight difficulties at the opening because our server was crashing. It couldn't cope. But we are going to rectify that, of course, in the usual Radio Biafra style. Every problem we have encountered, we have overcome. This is a minor technical glitch which we should be able to also overcome. What can you make of our women coming out and taking the lead in this struggle?
Well, I am very, very glad to see all the women coming out. They have been in the forefront anywhere. We know that we had Owada Malachi was in there for all along, and then other women are now joining because the mobilization is now gearing up. And I tell you, director, before in the next couple of months, this struggle will have taken a different shape.
Yes.
The women coming out now and the awareness Radio Biafra is creating all over the world, and soon we will begin to see results.
Yes, that is what we are all praying for. But in your own assessment, how would you see that result panning out? Because people say this, that we will see results. How do we want to make that happen? We don't want to, as you said previously, we don't want to keep talking all the time. We want to be able to move into action. How are we going to do that? That is the question I ask all the time. You know, some of us are not, I don't believe in theory. Too much theory gives me headache. Too much theory makes me fall sick. The only time I suffered from malaria in my life and fever is when I was back home going to University of Nigeria. So every time is the same theory. I was reading geography. Third year geography UNN. I cannot distinguish between an igneous rock and a sedimentary rock. I couldn't tell the difference.
Yeah.
Everything was in class textbook. We have carried, some of us have carried it into life as well, and that was why I left university in Nigeria anyway, because they teach you and you don't practicalize what you have learned. I decided to come to England to study, and that is the same thing that is happening to us now. We are into so much theory, it is untrue. People propagate this wonderful hypothesis from left to right to center to forward to backwards. How do we put it into tangible practice?
Director, there's the difference between hypotheses and the proved scientific facts. Sometimes the theory can be proved. You know, when you do mathematics, you prove it. Sometimes you have to prove that this works with that, and sometimes you have to have a model you work with, and then as you walk along, then you adjust.
Thank you very much. Let us finish. Let us try and conclude this very discussion we're having previously. I believe that we are now reconnected with our nature. Is that correct?
Yes.
Wonderful. Yes. You were saying something quite compelling about your experience. Please go ahead and continue saying so, please, before I interrupted you in your flow. Please, go ahead.
My first Nigeria, I don't feel like a Nigerian. I am here, but I feel like a slave, you know, which I am not supposed to. I have a Nigerian passport, but I'm treated like a stranger here. I don't feel safe if I sleep. I don't sleep well. I don't sleep with my eyes closed. If I want to shop, I'll be afraid that what if I park my car here and someone comes to put a bomb there or something, you know? Everybody here is scared. I live in Abuja. I don't live in the East. But my mom cannot come there. My dad cannot come there. Why? Because everybody's afraid. They call their nurse. You know, they call their northern part of Nigeria that anything can happen there. What if I go there and someone kills me there, you know? So I don't feel it's not a very good one. If you're in your case, if you're in a country you call your own, you're not supposed to be afraid. You're supposed to close your eyes, sleep, and you will be treated very well, you know.
But what does your peers make of this? what does the people around you, your friends, of course, you must have friends, you must have a circle of friends. What do they make of this? Are they not going to deter you from working for... before I even proceed, are you saying, in effect, if I can get the hint right from what you're saying, that you're going to devote yourself, you're going to devote your life, more or less, to the service of your country, Biafra? Is that correct?
I'll try my best.
Okay, that is, I think we can make do with that as the time continues to go. So you don't feel that perhaps your friends will be able to discourage you from doing this very wonderful work?
Okay, that is where the problem is. Because even my parents, they are not a total support of this.
Yes.
I am still doing it, like hiding and doing something.
Why are they not in support?
There's a way I discussed. I had a discussion with my sister. I called her. She's in London. I told her about it, and she was like completely against it. You know, because she said something that made sense.
Yeah, even
me, before I accepted this, I thought about it. I'm in Nigeria, and with my name, people know me. And I have responsibilities, I have family, I have parents, that when you start doing something like this, people will start haunting you, and if they can't be able to reach you, they can reach your family. So everybody's afraid of doing this kind of thing or this kind of a work. But it's something I think I can do for my country.
So you're putting all that concern.
My dad was a Biafran soldier.
My dad was a Biafran soldier. Yes. That is wonderful. So your dad was a Biafran soldier. What are you going to do for this very struggle? Anyway, wouldn't want to go into too much detail because you said you're a very high profile person and a lot of people know you. And although you, as you said, you're risking a lot, maybe your contacts, your business contacts, your people you know in certain places, but that is not deterring you from serving your people. That is the type of courage that we welcome here at Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra was back in Biafra land, broadcasting to the world, even went to the enemy territory in Lagos and broadcasted from there. We are not afraid. So perhaps this is your natural home. You will tell your sister in England, that Scotland is talking about being free from Britain. Talking about Biafra is not a crime. It was the severity of the defeat and the way Awolowo stole our money after the war that put the fear of God in our people. They beat sense, they beat hopelessness into some of our people that we become scared of asking for something that is natural. Why is it that when one village wants to be autonomous from another one, no one goes to war? Have we asked ourselves that question? How many autonomous communities do we have? Many more are seeking to be autonomous. So why don't we say, let us collapse everybody into one huge community and not have autonomous community? Because it is in our nature to be free. Having autonomous community is an assertion of your desire to be free. So I don't see anything wrong with us wanting to leave the contraption, to leave the zoo called Nigeria. I must thank you very much and wish you well in this very noble enterprise you are backing up on behalf of your people whom you want to serve. We said once our women come out, we are safe. So I thank you very much and continue the wonderful work that you're doing. Who knows, hopefully when you're in London next, you'll be able to come to the studios here to be able to broadcast with us. Thank you very much and God bless you.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. If you're just joining us, we seem to have lost Chukwu Ebunezie. Today has been slightly more hectic than usual. We are asking everybody, please, those who have been online waiting, please to try to exercise some patience. We are doing the best we can to make sure that everything is up and running how it should run. If you want to get us on Skype, you can call us, obviously. Please, if you're calling, make sure you turn your system down. Turn your system down. Our signature headline this evening is the ongoing chaos in Nigeria. The Northerners are saying the Hausa Fulani people, through their very powerful spokespeople, are saying that they don't want to belong to Nigeria if Jonathan continues to be the president. That is the type of country we are in, where people cannot reason properly.
Hello?
This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling
from.
Hello? Your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Ujichukwu Maji Ujichukwu Jones Okorafor, calling from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
Wonderful. Please go ahead.
Yeah, actually, I want to know what's really happening in my country. In North Jigawa and Borno State, Boko Haram has been killing our people. I want to know what you guys have been doing towards that.
What we have been doing towards that, I should be asking you, what have you done towards it? When you say you guys, I don't know what you mean by you guys.
I've been broadcasting online many times, but I don't see any efforts our people are doing.
You don't see? Are you aware of the work that Radio Biafra is doing? Are you aware? I can hear the volume of your system. Are you aware of the work that Radio Biafra is doing? This is the type of people we encounter in this struggle. This is Radio Biafra, please. Are you there?
I am here, Director.
Wonderful. Please, go ahead. Somebody called and said they've been writing letters online. That's what I'm telling you about theory. Somebody said they've been writing letters online, and somehow that constitutes fighting to save your people. That is our own interpretation of freedom fighting. But all the same, is a very good thing to have. Please go ahead. You heard what our sister said, how she's risking everything back in Nigeria, of all places, to work toward. And she's a very popular person as well. Very, very popular person in the movies. And she's working very hard to try to see how she can serve her country out in the open, doing what is necessary. And somebody is writing a letter saying that they are doing something for their country. That is absolutely unbelievable. Let's take this call. Let's stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
Hello, how are you?
Very well. Please lower your system and talk to us through the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, how are you?
We are very well. Thank you very much. What would you like to say?
Yeah, I'm Hussein. Calling from South Africa.
You're calling from South Africa. Please lower your radio.
Yeah.
You move to a quieter place. Go ahead. We are hearing you.
Yeah, I'm very happy for the effort of you people about this Biafra thing.
Thank you.
We are excited for everything.
Yes.
You know, it's a thing of joy. Even if you are told that something like that will happen to you, nobody will believe that. I thank God for what we have taught in this country. I pray that God will give you more encouragement and the power to succeed in this journey. So, I always say that, you know, the God that who brings the children of Israel from the land of Egypt will also bring the people of Biafra in the land of Nigeria.
Yes.
So even though when the time, even when the children of Israel were in the Red Sea, they were thinking that there's no way to go. But God always shows that he's one God. Thank God that who did it that time, I know that he's going to do it again to Biafra.
Amen. Amen.
We are happy. And my friends, we're very, very happy for that.
Thank you very, very much for calling. Thank you from South Africa, our brother. Make sure you organize yourselves in South Africa, because this journey we are embarking upon, everybody must contribute something. If you are not volunteering yourself to be in the front line, if you're not volunteering, you must do something. That is what everybody must do something. You can't sit on the sideline and then hope that other people will do it for you. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless all of you in South Africa. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, you had our brother from South Africa. They are... hopefully, we should be able to organize ourselves. What we have failed to do so far is to be until Radio Biafra came along. Of course, other people came before us. They have done their best. We acknowledge that. We recognize that. We thank them for what they have done. But there was no sustainment. The same thing that happened to us, we fought for 3 years. Everybody packed up and moved back to Maiduguri. The same thing has happened even to this struggle. People fight Biafran struggle for 1, 2, 3 years and they give up. Others convert it into a kind of utumunna, and it is there. Let us try and take this call, please, from our brothers who are calling from all over the world. This is Radio Biafra. Please,
hello,
give us your name and where you are. Good evening.
And my name is Charles. I'm calling from London.
Charles from London. We are listening. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to make a quick contribution. Because I think 2 days ago I was reading, because sometimes there's something I used to read about you on the internet about one Igbo language or something, okay? Yes. So I think yesterday I got across to a website. The name is iboradio.com.
iboradio.com, yes.
Okay. Yeah, and all the articles there were written in Igbo language.
Yes.
I think the site is based on in Canada.
Yes, in the Canada,
so
in Canada, US.
Yes. Perhaps you can contact them. Hello?
Yes, yes, go ahead.
I actually posted it on the Radio Biafra forum on Facebook.
Yes.
So maybe you can contact them, since we're having overpopulation on the Radio Biafra website.
Yes.
So we can also have a link with them. I think that will serve a bit.
Yes, what you're saying is correct. Yes, I know him very well. When we were broadcasting in exclusively Igbo language, they were even streaming. They had some of our programs play on Igbo, iboradio.com. That's what it's called. So we have been working together. That is the type of partnership that we welcome. Of course, it's a very good idea, and we will try and explore that. But the thing is that we speak in English and they are only Igbo. That is the problem. We spoke. I emailed him at length and we spoke. Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. It's quite nice. But what I'm saying, since we're having a problem, like now we have like 3 different websites. So if you also have a link, I know that it's basically our language that they have written there.
Yes.
But at least in time of broadcasting, live broadcasting,
yes,
they could actually link you up. I think that would be, and since you know them, I think it's very, because I have been reading some things about you, some stuff you wrote in Igbo. Yes. I enjoy them. So I just, yesterday I said, after the program, yesterday I said, just check it up. And I saw this one. I said, okay, that was interesting. I posted it there on Facebook, so I guess if you can do something with it, that would be also a very good improvement.
We'll do so, Charles. And what I want you to do, because this enterprise, we want to, if you have an initiative you want Radio Biafra to pursue, you take it upon yourself and do it. And then you come to us and say, can I have the URL so I can embed it in iboradio.com website? Do all the legwork and then contact us and we'll give it to you.
Yeah, actually, because you know why I called you? Because I don't really, I searching for an article about you, because I've read something about you. So I felt, perhaps you know this guy. Across him. I didn't know there was such a website.
I know him, yes.
I've read something something you wrote on ebook. So I just wanted to just take it out again, and then I came across this website. So I thought maybe you know them better. Otherwise, I can actually write them and say, please, can they help you do... I don't know them, but I can actually write them. I don't think anything to write them. I can actually write them and tell them, can they help you to do something like this? I think it would be nice.
Yes. I know the guy that owns the website is Chidigwe. Chidigwe owns the website. He owns, that's the owner of Igbo Radio. We communicated. We cooperate. Some of us within the media circles, we cooperate. But in this instance, it's a very good idea. If they're willing to, for the sake of salvaging our people, to waive their strictly Igbo policy, we welcome it. And then, of course, it's a very wonderful idea. And I will speak to him this evening after the program. Yes, I will speak to Chidigwe and then see what they can. It's a very good idea, and we'll take it on board. Yes.
That would be nice. And, you know, there is a quote from Monica. I think I understand what she was trying to say. But actually, yeah, we are dear friends, grand friends. But then, you know, before this moment, we are a couple of people who are also popular, who have one or two things doing with the Nigerian government.
Yes.
Okay? So for that reason, it's restricting them. To be honest with you, I have a brother who is also attacked. He doesn't like it, but because he's there, he one time called, but he didn't tell me. But to tell you that there are a lot of people who wants to be associated with Biafra because of their association with Nigeria. They are just sitting on the fence. Not that they don't want to come across, you know. It's just like what's happening in Syria, something like that. People are there, but because of they are already engaged with the present government, so they are finding it very difficult because of things. Not that they cannot take a risk, but you know they have to be very cautious. That is something they're not supportive of what everybody's doing.
Charles,
Charles,
Charles, please. You know Boko Haram. Do you know what they said about Boko Haram? They said that Boko Haram supporters are in the corridors of power. They don't have to come out to say, I am supporting Boko Haram. But they know how to help Boko Haram. Your brother doesn't have to come out and be wearing a Biafra regalia going to work. He doesn't have to be flying Biafran flag in his car going to work. He put Biafran flag on and be going. That is for touts, people who don't have any brain. What he needs to do is to come out and go through you. If he knows you, he doesn't have to make himself clear to us. He can go through you, the brother.
My brother, let me tell you, my brother, he is more outspoken than I am. I know what he's doing as well. You know, there are some people, maybe they don't need to come out. They are doing some underground drugs. I have friends, to be honest with you, I have my friends, my schoolmates, who are right now with the U.S. Marine. They are definitely sad with Nigeria, I tell you the truth. I talk with them, I know what we discuss. So if Nigerians think that we're just sitting there waiting, when the heat will come, it will be too terrible. I have friends, I'm not telling you people that I about. People, it's people that I know them personally. I know some with the British Army. I know some that are my friends. I'm not telling you, so I think my personal friends, we are schoolmates, they are currently with the U.S. Marines. Okay, if Nigerian government think we are just joking, we're not joking. The U.S. government know what is happening as well. So I believe when the time is right, we are doing it. Just when the time is right, then the solution will be unbearable to everybody.
Absolutely. I recognize that. As we said before, if your brother wants to participate in what we are doing, he's more than welcome. You said he's outspoken, which is very good. We don't want him to jeopardize too much, because we need, the same way that Boko Haram has friends in the corridors of power, we need friends in the corridors of power. You don't have to come out. We are telling all of them who are close to the government, do the same thing that Buhari did. Do the same thing that Bangida and Atiku are doing. They are financing Boko Haram. They are the ones financing Boko Haram. Let us do the same for our people to save our lives. Charles, thank you very much, and keep in touch with us. Let us go and take this call again. We have missed out some time today in what we are doing. Let us try and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, my name is Masha Ogochukwu Ekunife. I'm calling from Israel.
Ogochukwu Ekunife from Israel. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
My brother, I'm so much happy for what is going on in the Republic of Biafra.
Yes.
I was a soldier in Nigeria for over 17 years before I discharged and get to Israel.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful.
So, I'm a full member of the Biafran Army. I was one of the people that trained their soldiers before I left the Nigerian Army.
Thank you very much. I want you to lower your system. Talk to me through Skype. Talk to the world through Skype. Lower your radio because it's very important. We don't want you to have an echo, because we have people listening in faraway islands all over the world. Even beyond Chile, we have listeners all everywhere. That is why our website keeps going down. So please tell us exactly what you have just said before, because it's good that we're getting calls even from Israel itself, the beginning of our people. So it is a very good thing. Since our calls are now coming from Israel, we are very close to home. Please go ahead.
Yes, because I also heard about the people coming for training, the soldiers, Biafran soldiers that are coming to Israel. I spoke with the Onwuka, the barrister, over it. So I'm a real security man.
Yes,
I have things to introduce to Biafra, the Republic of Biafra, when everything
My brother, there's a lot of noise coming from where you are. Please call us back. There's a lot of noise coming from there. Eba, are you there?
Yeah, there's a technical issue, director. They can't hear those callers. Hear you.
Exactly, but you can hear me now, because our brother was finding it very difficult. There was a lot of things going off where he was, and as a result, it wasn't possible for us to continue to take the call. But he's saying that he's a Biafran soldier. Have you heard of Biafran soldiers going to Israel 500 to train? Oh, God in heaven. Anyway, they said there are people going to Israel to train. I've not heard about it, because at Radio Biafra, we only report credible news. We don't report stunts and hearsay. We report credible news. It's not credible. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are.
My name is Onu Wabweze.
Yes.
From Barcelona, Spain.
Good man, go ahead.
So, I just want to let the Biafran Radio Board members to have, if they have a meeting, I want to do condition, because I'll be going to Biafra maybe by next month. If I come back by September, till next September, I want to make a very big contribution like these guys are in Australia is doing, or former, and the other, the rest of them, because I sit back, I think a lot, and I found out that with this media, whenever Radio Biafra will be giving out news through FM and shortwave throughout the whole sub-Saharan Africa, at least West Africa, I'll be very, very satisfied, because I was born in Cameroon. I grew up, I know what I'm saying. There is a lot of our people everywhere. If they can get it, after 1 year, we begin to mobilize that, like protests or whatever. A lot of people will be very, very gingered, you know, and the whole thing will just explode once and for all. As we are going, it is peacefully, actually. So I want, maybe later, Namdi,
yes,
if God might call me privately, I want to make a contribution for not less than $5,000. If I can fund something, fund anything, like you have to do this one, you know, like a former and the rest. This one is for private, you know, personal, because if our fathers would die for us to still be alive till today, I'm not rich, but I have to do some things. I have to sacrifice something. Yeah, like all of us cannot be talking. So I have to sacrifice something to prove that I have sacrificed too for this cause, because Nigeria, I was born in Cameroon. I grew up there, I schooled there. So, but I know I'm from Biafra. So, but it's the system. You know, after the war, they make sure they destroy everything, scatter everybody. Our politicians are still sleeping. They are dreaming. I've been trying to rule Nigeria for the past 40 years. They couldn't make it. Whoever was vice to Shagari before he took over, Buhari make him a coup. You know, he go to jail. They still betray him. So, you know, I'm also to have this. Even if the Nigerians stay for the next 100 years waiting to rule Nigeria, it's not possible. I don't know when it will be possible, because the game plan is already sealed and decided. It is very hard. So, this is the only life. This Biafra struggle is our life, is our future, is everything. So, what I want to say is that I plead for the board, after discussing, maybe later, you guys will call me privately. Actually, I'll have some meeting here with some of those guys who are calling from Spain here, yeah, on Saturday to see how we can mobilize a lot of people, because sometimes, you know, everybody has his own field. Me, I am not good in mobilizing. So, yes, but I know if I say something, I have to, you know, Biafra is truth. If I say something, I know it's what I can do.
That's correct.
From September, if I come back from Biafra land, from September to next September, I want to fund anything, because I want this radio to stand. At least let them have shortwave or FM station. Now be broadcasting in the African continent, because we have a lot of our people in diaspora in those countries. A lot.
Of course.
Millions, in millions.
Absolutely.
They are there. So I just believe this media of a thing is the first thing.
It's the number one.
Because I've been hearing
media is number one. Calling. Media is number one. Without media, we are wasting our time. Without
it's
media,
number one.
Yes. Yes. Media is key. No, no. What we're saying is that without this media, you mentioned the form a while ago, without Radio Biafra, we wouldn't have known that is a very philanthropic Biafran in Australia. Without Radio Biafra, the very credible, formidable leader of Biafra Alliance in Australia, Okezie Ogu, would not have come out. Without this media, our brother, another benefactor in the United States, Moses Nwigwe, will not be able to come out and make a very monumental pledge towards what we are doing. He didn't make a pledge. He is doing it. So it's not about making a pledge. He actually did something. So what we are saying, and now you are there, there are people calling from everywhere in the world. That is the Uday winners in the United Kingdom, the Molokus everywhere. The people don't understand one thing, is that because we are democratic people by nature, if Radio Biafra starts something now without telling people in Spain, if you hear about it, you say, oh, please don't count me. Nobody told me about it. That is our nature. Before we started Radio Biafra, we thought about the nature of our people. What type of people are we? And I say this thing all the time on the air. That is a saying where we come from. Nza is a very tiny, it's so tiny, it's a very tiny bird. But means that regardless of somebody standing in society, you must tell them what you are doing. That is our nature. If you don't tell them, they will tell you, they won't like you.
Our people are really passionate about this Biafran struggle. I've seen it in them from the firing they are speaking, both the ladies and the men. I see the passion. Every and average Biafran man has a little bit of reserve of Biafranism in him or in her, you know. So I'm just pledging for you guys to carry on because I really appreciate it. So I'm trying my best because, you know, we are trying. By Saturday, I'll meet some of my friends here. The other guys who I took number, we have already mobilized to meet here Saturday to see if we can get the number, you know, so that the team will carry on. But from September, you will hear from me. That's why I just want to give this pledge before I travel, because if I don't do it, because I don't know, this is what I want to, at least I want to fund something. That's why, and I know within this period, I'm going to do it. I have to do it.
So it's something I can do. Thank you very much, and God bless you, my brother. That's Ono from Spain, saying he is going to do something wonderful for Biafrans, not for us. You can't do anything for us. That is why the Australian brethren are looking at funding the transmitter to be able to give us AM and FM signal where we come from. We are going to surprise them very shortly. We need to expand the bandwidth of our broadcasting so that people, as many people as possible, can log on to our website at the same time. That is what is key. We need to be able to do that because it's absolutely vital to reach a lot of people. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your calling back. Is that correct, from Israel?
Yes, my brother.
Wonderful. It sounds better now. Lower the either your laptop or whatever. You need to bring it down and then talk to us via Skype, please, if you may, or else you'll be echoing.
It's down. I lowered it down. I don't know
what. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
So what I'm talking is that,
yes.
All these things are I need you and ask you why. Let us go.
Yes. I don't think the line is not very clear. It is not we are getting double echo on the line, and that is not very good because there are people listening in very remote places. We need to be able to make sure that our lines are very, very clear. That is key. Our lines would have to be very, very clear. We want to know if we have been able to rectify all our problems. We want to know, but people are saying that the streaming is going very well, that they're receiving Radio Biafra without difficulties. If Radio Biafra is having any problems in terms of the streaming, maybe the number of people on the website, please do not attempt to go into radiobiafra.co. It is congested. It is too much. We have too many people on that platform. We want you to go to another place. Go to beliehumanrights.org. Go to biaframediaonline.com. biaframediaonline.com. Tell people, put it on your Facebook page. Let people not get too disheartened because this is the most listened to indigenous broadcaster anywhere in sub-Saharan Africa. We are the only station that is listened to from every country in the world. Every country you go to, there is somebody listening to Radio Biafra. Nobody can boast of that level of coverage. No other person, you cannot listen to any other radio station that does what Radio Biafra is doing. That is why we need your support. We are getting a text here from Washington. He's saying, Bikonu, I greet you all. Kano, my first time of listening, I'm Obele Wadiana. Wadiana. To Chukwu Emeka Odumegwujuku, I will not be able to call because of time. I live in Washington, D.C., but I will call on Saturday and I will give information needed. This is a call from one of our people in Washington, D.C., in America. That goes to, at least this is confirmation that our broadcast is going out uninterrupted, even to places such as Washington, United States of America. We are welcoming you if you're joining us for the very first time. Do not forget to join Radio Biafra Facebook page. Just don't join Radio Biafra. Bring your friends also. If you go there, you will see how to add your friends. Do not be afraid. I don't know why somebody will claim that they are fighting for Biafra, they love Biafra, they hide their picture on Facebook. What are you hiding for? Why are you hiding your picture? So you don't want us to know who you are? You're hiding under a Biafran flag, you're hiding under something, and you're claiming you're fighting for freedom? It's incredible. We don't want cowards to be part of us. If you do not want to make your face available at Radio Biafra Facebook page, you will be removed from the group because we don't want people who are afraid. What are you afraid of? If you're working for Biafra's secret service, or you belong to special forces, then there'll be need to cover your face. Or you in fact, you shouldn't even be on Facebook in the first place. So what is the problem? Why are you hiding your face? Please, and we must also remind our listeners that Radio Biafra is also on Twitter. It is on Twitter. And if you want to join us on Twitter, please, it is at Radio Biafra Live. At Radio Biafra Live. That is how you'll be able to join us. And again, please, if you want to send us email, it is contact at RadioBiafraLondon.com. Contact at RadioBiafraLondon.com. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I'm at the studios of Radio Biafra this evening. We seem to be having a lot of congestion going into our website. We have given out alternative websites if there are any difficulties for people to be able to go there. For people to go, please, if you want to call Radio Biafra, you know the number to call. Once again, we can host this program here with our people wherever you are in the world. Do not be afraid to call. This is your own radio station. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
What's your name and where you are, please? Yes, go ahead.
Yeah.
Hello.
I want to know. Hello.
What do you want to know?
Nandi.
Hello.
Hello, Nandi. It's me now.
Yes. Yeah. We are. Hello. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Obele Obim. I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Okay. Yes, the gentleman has sent a text message. Yes.
Thank you, sir. I just called to thank you guys for everything going on.
Thank you.
So I won't be able to get online for the longest, but I will call on Saturday for my own opinion.
Thank you very much. You're welcome. This is an open platform. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bana. Bye. Yes. Dr. Egemba, are you there? Are you on the way? You sound like you're out and about. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, we are on. We are. Everything seems to be perfectly fine. We are streaming okay to the world. There isn't any problem. But you have left your station. You're moving up and down. Is there anything you wish to contribute? A lot of our women are coming out. People are committing themselves to the Biafran struggle. A lot of people are devoting their time. We are taking calls from Israel. We are taking calls from everywhere. So please,
that's very impressive.
Yes. So we are moving forward. Yes.
That's very good indeed. As you see, the sun is set now and is approaching midday. That means the sun is hard now. It's very strong. That means it is bringing people out. So we cannot afford at this critical stage to backslide. So we have to come out in full force. The things is getting worse every day in that so-called zoo, as we normally refer to it. So things are getting worse every day. People are making even inflammatory statements. It's even good that it's coming from them. It is up to us to keep our house in order to get ourselves prepared. So Radio Biafra is the only medium we know now that can rally our people around. We cannot sleep, we cannot afford to sleep or slumber at this time. Those who are sitting on the fence should come out now and declare their stand. The time for sitting on the fence, the time of being a secret supporter of Biafra is gone. The time of hiding under any imaginable disguise to say that you will support Biafra only in this name, only when sun sets, when sun rises, then you don't know what are you talking about. That time is gone. Then you are either in or you are in. You are out. You are out. Okay, man, okay. My people all over the world, please, Biafra needs you. When we make this appeal, we are not appealing it for Radio Biafra. We are not appealing it for Nnamdi Kanu or any member of the editorial board. We are saying that we should come out. Let us put heads together to reclaim, to rescue our homeland so that they will not convert it to a farmland, so that they will not convert it to a deputy.
Thank you, Doctor. We have a call. Please, Doctor, please stay on the line. Don't go away. Don't go away.
Hello?
This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
Kenny.
Yeah, this is Radio Biafra. I think they're quite kind. Please, Doctor, if you're still there, the line keeps, the line is echoing and I can feel it.
Yes, sir, it's not that it's okay. Oh, sorry, just because of where I am, let me get a little bit secluded place. I'm out
on the back. Please do bear with us. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Good evening. My name is Valentine Iran. I'm calling from Umuahia State.
From Umuahia State, are you receiving Radio Biafra in Umuahia today?
No, I didn't. So I saw it on Facebook now, so I decided to call.
But you need to be listening to the radio to be able to call. You can't call a radio station without listening to understand what they are talking about. But all the same, welcome your call. Tell us what is happening at Umuahia today. Please, go ahead. We want to know what is happening around you.
Okay.
They couldn't continue. We said we wanted to know what is happening around them. But unfortunately, they didn't quite make it. Let us try and go and see if we can take this call. Please give. Are you calling from Israel?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's better now. It's better now. Please go ahead and make your point. It's better now. The line is better now. Go ahead.
Yeah. I said, Asim, can I see you, boy? You boy, I'm working on.
So you wish you so quick, but guess what? Actually, so you be so angry. And call all much the guess. So guess what? Oh, you much better. So I was. I saw what I was. Nsogbuadem.
Asim, na ndị Igbo anyị obodo m ụtọ nke ukwu na ndị Igbo anyị nwere ndụ eji wee bili. Ibia na all over the world na nwere armies. Yotago?
Yes.
So na ibe Biafra ma na-eme na adụm obu anwụrị. Because anọgo m na Nigeria for many years. I know what I see is Nigerian army. Tribalism is too much. They hate all Igbos. Because we have the brain, we have the talent. Mm-hmm. Understand, we are the Igbo Jewish. Understand, the brain God give Jewish people is the brain God give us.
Yes,
to operate. And God knows that we are great people in our country, Nigeria. That is why they are intimidating us. If you come into the Nigerian army, everything in Nigerian army, we Igbos, we are the knowledge. Understand?
Of course.
So
yes.
I'm very, very happy for this thing that is going on now. We are, in short, if today, tomorrow, if Biafra will stand, we will be the most happiest human being in the world.
That is correct.
Understand?
That is correct.
Yes, my own blood brother is in U.S. Army right now. Yes. I communicate with him always.
Mm-hmm. So, if we call upon your family to come and serve their country, will you people come? Will you come to serve your country? If we call
Why
you tomorrow...
Not?
No. People say... Listen very, very carefully, please. I plead with you. If your country calls you tomorrow to bring your expertise and that of your brother, your family to come and help, the same way your former family is helping, the same way that Wigwe family are doing in the U.S., that you'll be able to do so.
Yes, of course.
Okay, go ahead.
As I'm talking to you now, I'm ready to come back to Nigeria. I already mark it that for now, 2015, I will be in Nigeria. Because I want to be into security. I see security for the whole world. Israel is number one security for the whole world. And I learned a lot here. With the one I learned in Nigeria and the one I learned here, I will contribute all, join all together to make Biafra to stand, to be the best security country in the whole world also, like Israel.
Yes.
My brother.
Okay.
Yes, I will volunteer myself for that.
Thank you very much. You know, send us, you are on Skype, so send us your number on this Skype right now. Send us your number to say you are, in fact, go to the website to volunteer. A lot of people are volunteering. Go to Radio Biafra website, click on community, you see volunteer, because here we don't force anybody to do anything. Put your name down and your contact number. We will call you to come and serve your country at the appointed time. What we are saying is that Nigeria is expiring. Officially, midnight.
Yes.
The 30th of September next year. Anything you do to Nigeria after that date, you will not go to court because Nigeria would have expired. Thank you very much, and God bless you where you are. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, Dr. Egemba is still on hold. Please give us your name and where you are. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, please give, speak up, please, your name and where you are, please.
Okay, this is Kenneth. Okay, they're calling from the Republic of Benin. Very good to know.
You're calling from Benin Republic, very close to Nigeria, yes?
very close to Lagos.
Very close to Lagos, yes. Please raise your voice. We need to hear your voice. Raise your voice, please. The world is listening to you at this very hour. You're calling us from Benin Republic. Yes.
I've raised the volume. Can you hear me now?
Very, very well now. Go ahead, please.
Okay. I'm having difficulties in going through live radio program in Radio Biafran.
I will tell you.
That is why I called.
I will tell you now. I will tell you what to do. You're calling from Benin Republic. I will tell you what to do. We got a text message from Chizobamwosu. Chizobamwosu says that go to Google Chrome. They said Internet Explorer cannot handle our traffic. The traffic to Radio Biafra website is too much. Internet Explorer cannot handle it. So go through Google Chrome. Find Google Chrome and go into Radio Biafra. Or on the other hand, get a pen and paper. Go to biliehumanrights.org or Biafra Media Online.
That is exactly where I am. You know, that is
Is that where you are? Hello?
Here I am, and in Bili and both, yes.
And they're not going?
And no, it's not going. I cannot listen to direct conversation.
I think what Chizoba said is correct. I think the problem is that we need to go through Google Chrome, not Internet Explorer.
Chrome, okay.
Yes, Internet Explorer cannot handle the level of traffic going into Radio Biafra website. The traffic is too much, and is pulling the website down because of too much traffic. That is why. Okay, thank you very much, and God bless you. We keep taking your calls because this is your station. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yes, hello.
Your name and where...
Hello.
Yes, your name, please.
Yes, this is Chris. I'm calling from Dubai, United Arab Emirates.
From Dubai. Lower your system, please. Lower your system, I beg you. Lower your system because it's echoing. Lower your system.
Okay, please. Can you hear me right now?
Wonderful. We can hear you. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Very good. First of all, we want to say thank you immensely for what you have been doing in respect of emancipation of Biafra Republic.
Thank you. On behalf of Radio Biafra Editorial Board, yes, go ahead.
We are really very, very happy, and we have been following this media since it started.
Yes.
So I'm just calling to let you know that you people have our support here in United Arab Emirates.
Thank you. Have any of you in United Arab Emirates volunteered to come and serve Biafra, to serve your country?
Of course, being an Igbo indigene, a Biafra citizen for that matter, we are all committed to serve our country.
Good. That's very good. That's what I want to hear. Go ahead.
Of course, if there is any other way, all we need is information, updates as from time to time.
If you go to Radio Biafra website, you should be able to see all the information. Crashing permitting us, but access Radio Biafra through Google Chrome. That is number one. Go and register. People tell us they come on the line live on air and say we have registered, but they have not. Go to Radio Biafra community page and register. We need 10 people in each country. Every country, 10 people. If there are 10 of you in Doha, the door is closed. 10 of you in Dubai, the door is closed. Only 10 people from each country so we can coordinate activity. We don't want to keep talking every year. Talk and write. I am tired. Editorial Board of Radio Biafra is very, very tired. Bilier is tired. We want action. We don't want to be talking anymore. Get 10 people in each country so we can shake the entire world and tell them that we exist. That's what we are asking for. Please, we don't want Biafra to come 2015. We are still talking about the same thing again. No. 2014, the world must be asking us, begging us to take Biafra and leave them alone. Because Nigeria cannot contain all of us. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you wherever you are. We still have Dr. Egemba on the line, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
Yes.
Please, doctor, people have been saying a lot of things, and they are calling from everywhere. Doctor, this is their station.
I'll call you back.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
Obunnaya Kalo from Dakar, Senegal.
Please kindly raise your voice if you may. Hello?
Hello?
Please, you are waiting to hear the echo before you respond. Turn your system down and please speak to us via Skype if you may, because your voice will still be heard. Okay?
I have done that.
It's better now. You see, your voice is now better. Please go ahead.
This is Obunnaya Kalu from Dakar, Senegal.
Wonderful. Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
I am so much happy with what I am hearing. Every day I come on Facebook, I hear what is happening. In fact, to be sincere with you, I am tired if at all our people, as you people, are volunteer yourself out, that we can take on this struggle on our own to make sure that we liberate ourselves. Because I cannot be watching and be seeing how the Igbos has been killed all over Nigeria, and we are doing nothing about it. They have pushed us to the world too much, and it's a high time that we come out and show the world that we are angry and we need our liberation. I thank God the way God has been using people to what? To bring back what our forefathers have fought and could not achieve. But I believe that by God's grace, that we can achieve this one now.
Yes, how do you want us to, let us ask you now in Dakar, Senegal, you have been thinking about this, what do you want us to do to achieve Biafra? What is your own thinking? What do you want us to do?
I believe that with peaceful demonstration all over the world, we can achieve this.
Thank
if
you.
I thought that we have only one heart, that we will not betray ourselves, we will not go for money. Because when they will not see that we are very serious in what we mean, they will see those of you people in at head there, the leaders there, trying to bribe them or make them not to focus in their vision. That means derailing us not to get whatever thing we want to achieve.
Thank you very much what you said. Let me start from the beginning. You said if we can demonstrate all over the world. So let me ask you, in Dakar, Senegal, what can you do to bring people together so when we call upon this very date for worldwide demonstration, you will come out? What are you going to do about it? Let's start from that, first of all.
Well, here in Dakar, Senegal, most Nigerians, because here they hate foreigners. Because, yeah, especially Nigerians, not foreigners, especially Nigerians, because they believe that all of us here, as from Nigeria, that we are here to do what? We are here to take their treasures. So because the way we hustle, we the Igbos, because it's only Igbos that dominate here, especially people in Aba. So that is where, in Dakar, Senegal, that is where you see most of them. So, but if at all that we mean what we are seeing, we are going to make, because here we have village meetings here in Dakar, Senegal. So we can go through the right to the, I can go through the right to the what, the chairman of those, even our churches here, because it is the Igbos that are running the churches, and then begin to spread the gospel, to spread the news about Biafra. So from that, I think that we can get a good result here.
Okay, so it is no longer the fault of those at head why we are not moving forward. It is because the people that we are looking to guide and to lead in this battle are not ready. And for, let me go back to the second thing you said. Of course, you're absolutely right. What Nigeria does is to seek out the leaders of any movement and try and bribe them. Our sister Chinelo that spoke from home, who incidentally is a very high-placed person back in Nigeria, she's risking all of that to come and serve her country. She said the same thing too. Okay. Let us make one thing very, very clear. You know, in life, there are people who want to commit crime. The only thing stopping them from committing crime is the laws you have around them. We have said it before, yeah. We'll say it again. In 2009, they approached us. Me, personally, I still have the text message from one very person that came. He kept calling Radio Biafra. I kept telling him where to go. He flew into London. I still have the text message offering me senatorial seat, that I should forget all these things. He told me that the same people that I'm fighting for have pledged to hand me over to them when I come to Nigeria. And what this man said was absolutely right. When I came home, I was kidnapped by people claiming they're doing Biafra and handed over to SSS in Omoya. The same people carrying Biafran flag and running all over the place kidnapped me and gave me over to the SSS director in Omoya to interrogate me, that this is Nnamdi Kanu from Radio Biafra. These are so-called freedom fighters flying Biafran flag back home. So what we want to tell you is that Radio Biafra editorial board is incorruptible. We say that every blessed day. We have given everybody permission, if you want to publish the will on online so everybody can see it. Any day you see me in Abuja, you get a knife and cut off my head, you will not go to jail. You shoot me dead. If you hear me discussing with any Hausa person, you kill me. Any day I go forward and I come back and I say, oh, this struggle, let's look at it somehow. There's another way to get it. That day, please behave me wherever I am. Do anything to me you like. So that is how we are going to get this thing. We are not going backwards.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, if you may, please. Hello? Oka for Mike. Can you hear Radio Biafra? Oka for Mike. Can you hear us? Oka for Mike. Are you there? No, he's not. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, we are coming to you from London this day, as we do every day, 7 p.m. unfailingly every blessed day. Sometimes we may get some technical glitches, but what we are asking you and asking everybody to do, please, is to try and persevere with us. Go and volunteer. There is no need talking about Biafra all the time. Do something about it. Go and volunteer yourself. Go to we're not forcing anybody. It is not you belong. Go and bring out yourself. Volunteer yourself to serve your country in truth and honesty. We will welcome your application. We are also grateful. We are receiving another text from United States. This is our brother. He said, what's he saying here? This is another text from Washington. Is that correct? It's another text message from Washington. Thank you very much. You'll be able, you get back to us very soon. We are waiting. People are waking up in America. If you hear about Radio Biafra, please tell other people as well. Tell other people. We received a call to say that our line is echoing. Please text us back to confirm that the echo has now disappeared, that there is no more echo, that you're not hearing any echo anymore. Please access Radio Biafra via use Google Chrome. It makes life easier. Internet Explorer cannot handle us anymore. We are too many. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name, where we're coming from, please.
Yes, my name is Uchechukwu Jones Okafor. I'm calling from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Go ahead. We are hearing you loud and clear. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yeah. Today is my first time of listening to this program, Radio Biafra. I am really, really appreciative to God Almighty what I'm hearing.
Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah. Actually, here in Malaysia, I'm very, very tired of using Nigerian, but I really, really...
Hello?
Yes, I'm very, very happy. I'm very, very happy for what I had. I'm hearing in this.
Yes, that is what we are doing. We are here to serve our people in truth and honesty. We are here to make sure that Biafra comes as soon as possible. We are not wasting time. We are not prevaricating. We are here to make sure that all the people that believe in Biafra, that you go out and you spread the message. You go out and you tell people, you say, I listened to Radio Biafra and what I heard, I fell in love with it. Please come and join me. That was how Christianity spread. When you go and get the good news and get delivered, you go and tell other people, please come and hear the good news I'm hearing. You bring other people. Because this is your radio station. You will make Radio Biafra what it is, not us here. It is the listeners, the millions of people crashing Internet Explorer this evening. If we can crash Internet Explorer, listen to Radio Biafra, what can't we
do?
Internet Explorer is not working because of Radio Biafra. It has crashed. That is to tell you the amount of people we have all over the world. That is to tell you, these are only the people that heard about Radio Biafra. Logging on and...
I will volunteer myself. I will volunteer myself as a true one for Igbo. I will volunteer myself. Whenever you need us, call us back home to support the Igbo.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We will do exactly that. Stay where you are. Let's take this call from our brother. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from. Hello? This is Radio Biafra. Please lower your systems and talk to us. Talk to the world. Yes, go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear us? No, we can hear you, but you can't hear us. We don't know what is happening. Our brother from Malaysia, thank you very much for your call. We welcome it. It's quite enlightening that we are able to hear from you. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear us?
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. This is Radio Biafra. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Brazil.
From
My name is Innocent.
Innocent from Brazil, wonderful people from that part of the world. Go ahead. We have covered every continent on the globe this evening. Go ahead.
Very good. I'm very happy for listening to this. I'm very happy today. This is the first time I'm listening to Radio Biafra.
Yes. And you are the second caller we are getting from Brazil. You are the second caller from Brazil since we started. Yes.
Okay, I'll spread the good news of Biafra in Brazil.
Wonderful. Tell everybody to listen to Radio Biafra. Everybody you come across in Brazil, and we need 10 of you in Brazil. We know Brazil is very large. We need 10 people in Brazil. We want to coordinate a day of protest all over the world so that the world will know that these people that crashed Internet Explorer are very, very strong.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, my brother, and God bless you. There are calls coming in left, right, and center everywhere. We are grateful. We ask you to please be patient and wait. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
Yeah, Nissan Man.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, what's up? I listen to what you are talking.
Yes.
About what happened to you in Mumbai.
That is correct, yes.
This is what I'm going through here in Lagos, you know. And I thought I was on that talking.
Good man, good man, good man. Thank you very much. Good
man. And I super talking, you know?
Yes, go ahead.
They are finally the ban here in Lagos State.
That is, you know? Yes.
They bought my house, they did a lot of things to me, and every time I have a single people man. Every time I have a single people man. After I've been in London with you there. No, but the way they put me with my Japan wife, with my kids here, they bought my house. Yes, I'm sorry, the police came here.
But why is police coming? What is the problem? Yeah? Why is the police coming to your place? Why? What is the problem?
They bought my house. They bought my action. They bought my house down.
The same people. The same people claiming they are fighting for Biafra. Is it the same people claiming they are fighting for Biafra that is bombing your house?
No, this issue started from stealing my goods from 2005. Last year they bought my house. The people who bought my house, police arrested them. Yeah, what?
Yeah, so they directed. Yes, they directed. But have you been able to find?
Yes. They bought my house just because I'm a Hindu man. They bought the house, and the police arrested the people who bought the house.
Yes.
And they did investigation, and they indicted them for action. And the people about going to court, the people run to zone 2, and they tell zone 2 to transfer the case. A suspect transferring the case of evil man.
Incredible.
You get our point?
Incredible, incredible, incredible. What is happening in
They don't transfer. Zone 2 sent a signal to first pack, wrong signal, that they should transfer a case file of the suspect.
That is incredible.
They can't file of my suspect and put my name there. I can't file it with my letter. I send the letter to Jensen Goodluck. I send to Japan Embassy. I'm a representative. You get a point?
Yes.
Also, they came here. The AIG want to see me on Monday, yesterday. He want to hear my voice with the suspect who bought my house, with the suspect lawyer. On Monday, I was in the queue. The suspect ran away.
The suspect ran away.
You get a point?
Yes.
I waited in the two, the escort who demanded for the file. Run away, they don't want to call the file again. They took it to D3, D3 ran away. They took it to another place. I wrote a letter to AIG, return my file back to first pack. We have no right to touch my file. Send my file back to face back. That is my demand to do too. Now they are holding their. Maybe they will send the file back tomorrow.
Yes.
You know what?
Yes.
This is why the bad people are handling people here. They did a lot of harm to us. A lot of harm. Not only the same thing. They do a lot of harm here and there. I don't know what they want for me, man. the law. They cannot give us the law.
They want us to leave Lagos. They want us to
leave Lagos.
They want us to leave their country. They want us to leave Lagos. That is why. And we are going. They want us to go. And we will go. They want us to go. We will go. Anything we tell them at Radio Biafra. Yeah, we are going. Anything we tell you at Radio Biafra, we do. In 2010, we told people not to vote in Anambra. And we sent people to Anambra to go and stop the election. It was some people masquerading and claiming they are fighting for Biafra that turned around and kidnapped. And as they said, they are arresting. Took the same people fighting for Biafra and handed them over to the Nigerian government. The same people claiming they are fighting for Biafra arrested so-called fellow Biafrans and handed them over to Nigeria. That is what we are facing. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you from London. We had slight technical problems earlier, but we managed to overcome it. Biafrans are very, very clever. They discovered that Internet Explorer cannot handle the volume of traffic going into Radio Biafra website. Because of that, Internet Explorer itself crashed and is not able to lead us direct to our website. And for that reason, Google Chrome is still working. Tell people who are having difficulties to go via Google Chrome that this is radio, the only platform that unites us from all over the world, from Israel to Brazil, from Brazil to United States, from United States even to the decaying country called Nigeria. We are everywhere and the whole world is panicking. If we can crash Internet Explorer, there's nothing we cannot do. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, hello, good afternoon. This is Tochukwu.
Yes, Tochukwu, yes. Exeter. Regular caller from Exeter, go ahead.
Yeah, I was following your program earlier on.
Thank you.
I just saw like a new sort of idea came into my head and I thought I should share it. Have you people thought about sort of registering like a charity, since we're in England, sort of registering like a sort of charity, you know, where people like me, personally, if that charity is registered, I could sort of broadcast, sort of go for a fundraising in my business for the charity, you know, specifically for the charity. So every money I raise via, you know, this, you know, charity of yours will directly go to funding, you know, projects which you guys might have to do.
Yes, we can. What I want you to do is, this is what we tell people all the time when they come here. This is your radio station. When you speak to us at Radio Biafra, we advise people not to say you people or that. It is your own. We want you to go out. We want you to write to us and say, this is how we're going to register a charity. Come, let us go and do it. Or I have registered. What do we do? This is your own radio station. All I am doing is to present the program, is to host it, to make sure that you calling from Exeter in England can hear somebody from Brazil and that somebody from Brazil can hear you. That's what I'm here to do. It is your own. Biafra doesn't belong to me. It's not my family property. It belongs to all of us. Together, we're going to get it. When people call Radio Biafra, that is why we make it an open platform. It is your own. It doesn't belong to me. It doesn't belong to anybody else. When the farmers and the Uyghurs in America are funding Biafran projects from to the tunes of thousands of dollars or thousands of Australian dollars, it is because they have a passion for their country, not for me. They don't like me as a person. They don't like the labor board of Radio Biafra or Radio Biafra per se. It is what we represent, what we are fighting for, which is a brighter future for our children and those yet to be born.
And I understand it, Nandi, but the reason why I was sort of, you know, calling, you know, this radio is because you guys are sort of the base, whether you believe it or not, you guys are sort of the base. And if we don't, like, make inquiries, you know, from the base with regards to this, obviously it's open to abuse. Anyone can just say, okay, well, I'm going to do, you know, this on behalf of Radio Biafra. And you guys don't know about this. You know, that's why I was, you know, asking sort of, you know, a permission or something like that, you know, sort of letting you know,
yes,
you know, that this is a possibility. And also, like, you know, Exeter, you know, since you're based in England, Exeter is not really a place where you get, like, so many, you know, Nigerians.
But it's a beautiful,
you know, so
place,
anything
though.
I'm doing here, I'm doing also with in collaboration with London, you know, office or London people.
That is correct.
So that's why I was, you know, asking.
You did very well. We have your number. Uche Mefo will call you, or Amarachi Okpara, or the lady who volunteered to help us, who is called Carol Monde, the English woman, will call you. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. It's a very good idea, and we have taken it on board. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are. Hello? You called Radio Biafra. Ray Ejenechi, you called Radio Biafra. Give us your name.
Okay.
You
Afambo Ejike Raymond.
Yes.
From Spain.
From Spain. Go ahead.
One nana make a nunu.
Udo drege.
Make a gagozunu no to no to.
Amen.
Jideni kunuji.
Ndewo.
Anyi nwere olulanya na mgbe na ete ha aka. Anyi ga nwere onwe anyi.
Eziokwu.
Anyi nwere onwe anyi anuri ga adi. Maka Gozili Igbo bosi mbu. Chineke keri Igbo. O nwere ihe Chineke ji wee ke Igbo. Etu o si ke Israel. Ka o si wee ke Igbo. Mana ndị Igbo achọpụtara. Ụfọdụ achọpụtara, mana ụfọdụ chọpụtara. Wee na-ekene unu. Wee na-asị unu, jidenu ka unu ji. Chineke ga-agọzi unu n'otu n'otu.
Amen. Ma unu akwa. Ma unu ndewo. Nwanne ọma, nna m gọzie gị ndewo. Ị ga-adị. That was a caller from Spain. We welcome his all his kind words towards Radio Biafra. The reason why we go and we come back and we continue is because of all your prayers, all your good wishes. The same way that we are encouraged by your calls and even those that call on Skype off air when we are not on the air. We acknowledge everything that you are doing. We love you people very much. That is why we are doing what we are doing. We love our country above all. And in any way possible, when we are called upon to serve our country, we will do so without hesitation. Because Biafra is where we belong. Biafra is our home. There is no other place that we are going apart from Biafra. And it is our duty. We have the technological advantage over our fathers that fought between 67 and 70. We are better equipped than them. The world has moved on. Tell people you cannot be afraid to be a Biafran. Tell people there is nothing to be embarrassed about being a Biafran. Because in Biafra, life is complete. There is nothing else we can do apart from pursuing this very noble cause. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. If you're just joining us, you can't join us now because we're about to bring the program to an end. I was joined previously by Uche Mefo and also Dr. Chukwuma Egemba. I'll be very briefly. We had some difficulties during the early stages of the program, but we managed to overcome that. Next time, please download Google Chrome. Download. We found out something today. That is why the Biafran family is very, very formidable. Today we have discovered that Google Chrome is the best way to access Radio Biafra website. Internet Explorer cannot cope. Let it be on record that on this day, the 7th day of May 2013, Radio Biafra crashed Internet Explorer because they couldn't handle the amount of Biafrans scampering to try to get into Radio Biafra. That is the type of record that we are setting. Nobody can match it. We don't make too much noise. We come here to serve you, and we do that in total humility, with respect, with affection, with love for our people. If we don't love you, we wouldn't be here. If there is no love, we would not be here. And because of that, please, we ask you, no matter what you're doing, please love one another. We are the chosen people of God. We are the children of God. Please try whatever you can to make sure that you register, because Biafra is for all of us. From me, Nnamdi Kanu in London, it is goodbye and good evening. And do not forget, 7 p.m. UK time tomorrow, we will be on air. God bless all of you, and God bless Biafra.
Ainda está canendo.
inu wanka inu abrobai na incha bo funa chuku na inga lukene no sondo welota o chuku kela inu wa na inga welu no fuobi webili no do na ndokwa le 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 la 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 le 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 la 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 le le lo la 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 le 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 la le 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 e wo no son de bucanya o son de mecanyo anya de lo tanka y de la de Sando e me ganho o poder de lutar na chuco de pô. O sando e me ganho o fundo na tuzie bom. Lele, lo 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 lo, lele lo 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 lo. Lele, lo 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 lo. Sunday me ganhei pena.